Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and this is your weekly forecast for May 2nd through the 8th of 2021. All right, y'all, grab a cup of tea. This might be a long one. We got a big week, and it's all very personal again. Mostly Mercury and Venus, so it's our thoughts and our values, our ideas and our relationships and finances, all up. Got a little bit of Sun in there for good measure, squaring off with Saturn, which is an annual thing, so it helps us be more realistic, I think, and that can't be a bad thing. So let's dive in, because there's a lot. Starting with May 2nd, which is Sunday, Mercury's going to trine Pluto. This activation makes any deep delving within easier and more fruitful. It encourages you to ask the deeper questions, clarify your deeper feelings, and trust your intuitive gut hunches that are telling you something has to die so that some other aspect of your consciousness can live. You will want to explore your inner self, sort through any recently gathered information, and try to understand better what your natural process really is. It is best to be alone for such research. Take a day or a weekend and grab your most powerful books and music and get somewhere beautiful if you can. And if not, then your bedroom will do just fine. Then dig deep. You are finally ready for the deeper truth, and you will be transformed by what you learn. If you must communicate with others, plan on that being deep as well. So best to talk to a trusted advisor or wise elder. Nothing superficial today. The only warning with this energy is not to become obsessive about one particular idea, and certainly don't try to force any ideas on others. If you feel the deep need to focus on one particular thing, that is fine, but try to keep some perspective or write down all your revelations so you can reflect on them at a later time when you can be more objective and prioritize better. Deep breath. That's the kickoff. Also on the second Sunday, Venus is going to sextile Neptune. This energy connects your true values and priorities to the planet of dreams, mysticism, and other dimensions. You have an opportunity to gain some real traction on making your vision tangible just by connecting to the essence that you want to experience. Feel the feeling, and that will lead to the physical manifestation. This energy helps you believe in what is possible and supports any artistic expression or active practice, such as vision boards, affirmations, etc. Anything that can help you hone the actual vision. Steps and strategies are for other planets. Venus only cares about the essence of nature, love, and beauty, and Neptune is definitely not who you would work with for steps and strategies. So tune in to the natural beauty around you and suspend any usual inner dialogue for a day or two as soon as you can so that you can connect to some inspiration that is guided by your own heart and soul from the inside out. Deep breath. Then Monday the 3rd, we have three things to discuss. Mercury squares Jupiter and the Sun squares Saturn. So we're moving through our little tag team here. This is interesting because Mercury squaring Jupiter is actually Taurus to Aquarius right before Mercury moves into Gemini and Jupiter moves into Pisces and is probably going to square it again, but in different departments. So this is an evolution of our consciousness, of our thinking. I would imagine that this is probably the outcome of, especially if you are processing and integrating 2020 and all the changes and things that happened to all of us as individuals, as a social, as a collective. It's a lot. But this is going to be the week that a lot of processing comes up. So if at all possible, take some downtime to do it, to just write in your journal or review your journals from last year, or your calendars or things where you write down how life unfolds for you. But for May 3rd, this Mercury square Jupiter, this energy challenges you to integrate your smaller individual point of view with the larger vision for your life. On one hand, you can see the big picture in new ways, but on the other hand, you may not be very interested in the details that bring it about. This is another good one for expanding your consciousness and thinking outside the box. But as the insights come into your conscious awareness, be mindful of the steps that it will take to make your ideas a reality. This activation is also great for course corrections where your ideas are concerned and will open you up to learning something new, or it may bring in a crucial piece of information. Just keep in mind that you will have to stabilize anything you start and probably have to review some details down the road because of something you overlooked in your enthusiasm for the new truth being revealed from within. So, like I said, this is Mercury to Jupiter. So it's individual to social. And we are processing a lot right now. But it's also about your ideas, right? Think about your creative ideas and where you can possibly expand on them or where you need to think bigger. That's usually what I think of when these two square off. Then same day, Sun's going to square Saturn. So while our thinking needs to expand in some way and work it out, our actual individuality and what we're trying to get done needs to be more grounded and responsible because of Saturn. So with this energy, it is best to understand that you will have two distinct pulls within: obligation to others versus responsibility to self. It's not nearly as bad as it feels. However, it does bring up something we all work really hard to balance to some degree or another: self and others. How much do you owe yourself and how much are you obligated to others? Balance and reciprocity come to mind as guides. One of the challenges of this influence is making negative assumptions that there is no support for you when in truth you haven't asked for any and help must be invited. Saturn brings up our relationship to time, and some people may feel restricted as if life, other, outer is all too demanding and there's never any time just for the individual. This activation is a push to grow. It's time to hold your own structure in some way and reclaim your inner authority, also Saturn's domain, to direct your own life. Others may find their lives falling apart because they have avoided responsibility for so long and now there's no more wiggle room. Rather than have a meltdown, take a nap and resolve to wake up with a plan, a strategy for taking the next step, even if that means simply asking for help or guidance from someone older and wiser. It's time to deepen your dedication and commit to yourself in a whole new way. Recognize any current limitations and work with the resources at hand for now. The Sun usually eliminates the core essential nature of self, so see where you may be stuck and need to break out of a rut of some sort, and trust that taking charge and making a decision and choosing a direction is inviting help from the universe to support your new direction. Deep breath. So like I said, yesterday, last degree of Taurus, May 3rd, Mercury enters Gemini until July 11th. Okay, normal's 3 weeks, and now we're going to get 2 months. So deep breath. Mercury is entering its home sign, doubling its normal influence out the gate. But it is also where it's going to retrograde, so let's prepare for some personal processing over the next 2 months. On any day, Mercury activates our mental processes, mental capacity, mental speed, and all of our ideas, thoughts, concepts, and perceptions. When in Gemini, it increases the likelihood that you are going to need some extra grounding and extra time to individually process whatever is up for you at this time. Normally, this would be the time to look at your current ideas and options and more or less weigh them out, and it would only be for the usual 3 weeks. But now, because of the retrograde, you are processing and reviewing bigger concepts in your life. And I should add, bigger swaths of time, right? You have to review how your thoughts manifest your reality. How, when, why you get stuck in any negative mind loops. And where what you believe influences what you think is even possible. This is a major upgrade to our intelligence, thinking, and ways of processing all that life throws at us. Mercury retrograde happens 3 to 4 times per year, so we get multiple opportunities to process our lives and do a personal data dump of all the non-essential bits of information that we pick up along the course of our daily lives. That means we also get 3 to 4 times per year to take a time out from input, pause, go inward, review the last 3 months at a minimum and the last 5 years at a maximum, because that was the last time that we had a year of all air signs that Mercury lingers in. So this year, we are processing more information than a normal year. And at the same time, we have more options and opportunities to sort through as well. So a pullback is not a bad idea. This time, as most of you know, can be weird in that communication breakdowns are that much more likely to occur, like misunderstandings between people, computer, car, or mechanical breakdowns. But again, that is the universe's way of telling us to slow down and check on things, do some personal maintenance. It's time to do a mental cleansing, cleaning, and clearing so that whatever choices you make going forward are for your highest good. This is a time to turn inward to listen to your soul's guidance, to commune with your angels, ancestors, and animal spirit guides, because the veils are thinner and it will be easier to hear them. Try to keep a light, flexible schedule and take any downtime that you can to process and integrate your own life so that you can organize your own ideas and take advantage of the options and opportunities presenting themselves at this time. Okay, deep breath. So pretty much for May and June, we're processing anything, anytime we can, and as much as we can in that 2-month period so that when we go forward to make some decisions and choices and commitments, we are clear, right? So that was the 3rd, which is Monday. On May 5th, we have Beltane, or the Taurus Gate of Power. So just in case you haven't heard my spiel about the 8 sacred seasons, we have winter, spring, summer, fall, which are very solar and active quarters of the year. But then we have what are called the lunar gates of power that are more behind the scenes and private and personal processing and integrating, totally in theme with our week. That happens at the midpoint between winter, spring, summer, fall. So we move our year through the seasons and we're active like that, but it's so great to take this midpoint. So right now we're in the midpoint between spring equinox and summer solstice. This sacred season is about development and the sweet spot between seed and new life. It's all about fertility, conception, community, sacred union of the masculine and feminine, gifts in abundance, celebration of sexuality, and again, being in the body. We've talked about that this week too. Freedom and responsibility, new bonds and attachments, ripening, blossoming, and fruition. Deep breath. This is when we really start to move along in the year. This cross quarter is an infinitely potent time in between, a place also referred to as the sweet spot, that very thin membrane between seed and new life, between spring equinox and summer solstice. It reminds us of the beauty and sustenance Mother Earth has always provided, not just for humans, but for all life on this planet. It is time to tune in, harmonize, and synchronize your rhythm with nature's rhythm. Just like we invite the invisible assistants and ancestors during Samhain, which is the Scorpio gate of power in November, which honors death in the life-death life cycle, we can now, in May, invite the elementals, nature spirits, devas, and the plant kingdom into conscious collaboration. It's a great time to honor their teachings and sacrifices made to assist, feed, and support life on this planet in ways humans may not always be capable of. This is an initiation and marks the beginning of summer. In this hemisphere, life is bursting forth, initial work is done, and this is a time to celebrate fertility, abundance, and our relationship to Mother. It is a time to celebrate all that you have created and contributed to, while mindfully preserving life along the way, okay? So in November, we focus on death and what's completed. Here, we're focused on life and what's initiating. So ritual, dance, drumming, toning, and or chanting are always used in celebrations of Earth and her bounty, as is wearing or surrounding yourself with green, the color of life, love, and the heart chakra. Deep breath. On the 6th is my Venus circle. This month it is Gemini, which we're also going to talk about this week, and it's the crown chakra. We are reclaiming our consciousness and the idea and the essence that we're going to act on, that we want to bring into form and develop between now and December. And this month, as we dive into that, our guiding archetype is the Liberator, and our guiding story from Kathy Pagano's Wisdom's Daughters, How Women Can Change the World, is the Gawain and Dame Ragnall story, which is so powerful. It asks that you redream the possibilities for your relationships and finances that is based on this new conscious awareness of your own truth and purpose that is emerging at this time. It's time to invite people and circumstances into your life that expand the vitality and uplift the vibration of your world, rather than depress, distract, or deaden your inner knowing, okay? Gawain and Dame Ragnall helps you reclaim your sovereign feminine standpoint grounded in the body. So liberation in the crown chakra. So like I said, we're calling in the new ideas, and the new concept that we're going to act on moving forward for this year of 2021. And Venus is a huge help. And whether you want to subscribe or just drop in, you can check in with the energies and find out where you're being activated as well. And all are welcome. Now we jump to the 6th, which is Thursday, when Venus will trine Pluto. So first we had Mercury trine Pluto. So see how we transform our thinking and then we transform our values, which in turn transforms our relationships and finances, right? So anytime Pluto's involved, the intensity levels go up and you are able to hear, feel, or sense your soul self more clearly than usual. Venus brings up that which is most important to you personally, your individual values and priorities, especially where your relationships and resources are concerned. This is an easy angle, making purification and transformation smoother than usual too. So what are you ready to change? How have your values and priorities changed completely in the last year or so? Deep breath, we've all had that flip from 2020. Use this activation to deepen your connection with those you love most and allow or encourage the relationship to evolve to a totally new level. If you're working on your relationship with money or self-worth specifically, then this activation is a good time for prayer or ritual that supports positive change and your vision for the future. Pour any intense emotions or revelations into art of any medium or do a vision board, but give expression to the depths you recognize as coming to the surface of your conscious awareness. This energy tends to intensify relationships and or emotions. You may feel extremely drawn to someone, emotionally as well as physically. You may feel the intense need to express your love, mentally, emotionally, or physically. This energy is great for bringing deeper insights to the surface, which ultimately should strengthen any relationship. A new relationship started under this influence will usually have an intensity about it, as will any form of creative expression, artistic or otherwise. Deep breath. So then we jump to the 8th, which is Saturday, when Venus is going to square off with Jupiter. So now this is, again, at the end of Taurus Aquarius, before Jupiter moves into Pisces. This is a big deal. This is a happy-go-lucky kind of energy that doesn't really want to be bothered with the mundane. However, you must not allow that passing energy to get you so off track that it costs you more than it is worth. If you don't have any pressing obligations, then this can be a fun, relaxing time, possibly with friends or out socializing in some way. However, if you have work to do, make sure it gets done first so that you can truly enjoy yourself without the worry of the pile being bigger when you return. Watch the excesses as well, food, drink, and or spending. On a deeper level, you may have to make some adjustments in your relationships or finances. Jupiter always reveals how we make things bigger, consciously or not. And this activation usually helps us be a little more realistic so that we can align our true priorities with our grand vision for the future. That's what Jupiter helps us do. Same day. This is a long day on the 8th, y'all. Ceres is going to enter Taurus until July 31st. So that's all of May, June, and July, 3 months. Ceres is the part of us that nurtures, and it often describes how we like to be nurtured as well. It takes Ceres 4 to 5 years to make it through Aries to Pisces. So that is the last time we had access to this energy. And at that time, Uranus was not yet in Taurus. So that makes this very special. We can break out of any ruts that we may be in when it comes to self-care, exercise, nourishment, lovemaking, all the things that make being in a body delicious and miraculous. Uranus is cracking us open as a collective, so it may be a subtle effect. However, 5 years from now, it will be moving on. So this may be our only shot at initiating new ways of nurturing and nourishing ourselves, each other, and the planet. The next 3 months give you an opportunity to reconnect with what feeds you on the deepest levels, what makes you happy to be in a physical form. You can reset how you do your creature comforts and how you define personal security. It's an excellent time to beautify your surroundings as well as yourself, and it's the best time to improve your diet and love yourself in a more literal way. Deep breath. So what you feed your body, mind, and spirit is so critical. This spring and summer, this is really big. Because we've had such huge mental resets, you got to think that the body is catching up. It's always slow. It's always behind. But it's catching up, and we have to make adjustments there too for the new reality that we're living. Same day, Venus is going to enter Gemini until June 2nd. So this is pretty much just for 3 to 4 weeks. But it's special because it's the first time Venus has been back in Gemini since it retrograded there spring of last year, 2020. So it is our first opportunity to see how that evolution really shaped where and who we are now. This is where the review happened. So it is where your life, your values, and priorities were reset for 8 years to come, if you think of the whole cycle. We recalibrated our ideas, thoughts, and concepts and went deeper to cultivate some beauty and value so that we could come back now and share them with others. Over the last year, we have had our consciousness and our values utterly changed by the social collective changes. Now is a good time to see what ideas are still worthy and what people are still standing that are still in your life. I recommend you review the Venus in Gemini article, which I've linked in the blog, but here is what is immediately relevant to your next 3 to 4 weeks with Venus in Gemini. Mercury energy is about change, duality, choices, crossroads, and of course, transition. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, which rules, among other things, transition. Transition originally meant going across or crossing over. Sometimes it means changing from one state of form or being to another. What is powerful about this is not in the being here or there, but in being present wherever you are. If you are consciously participating in life, then this is a potent time for you. However, if you are overwhelmed and your systems are on overload, you may short circuit, catalyzing the breakdown that so often precedes the breakthrough, which means you may have to go down before you can come back up and function properly. Deep breath. Special Venus retrograde. Every 113 to 130 years, Venus crosses in front of the Sun twice in an 8-year cycle. And last time was 2004 and 2012. I had a special meditation circle in 2004 to celebrate, and I actually got to witness it in 2012 on the Big Island in Hawaii. Every time we have this special alignment, it is in Gemini or Sag, so it always coincides with an evolution of the collective values and social consciousness. It just so happens that then and now, 2012 and 2021, we also had the Gemini-Sag eclipses permanently resetting patterns in the social and collective realms, as well as on an individual level for those with mutable signs activated in their chart, which is Gemini, Sag, and Virgo, Pisces. Okay, let's pause here. Like I said, we have these eclipses now and they're coming next month. So this is preparation for, this is the processing we need to do. If we could do it a little bit consciously, then the eclipses won't be as hard to deal with because they do shake things up and they break things up and they move energy around so that we can reset our pattern in a bigger way because eclipses are 9 and 18 year cycles. So it's bigger. Gemini energy is all about how we think, process, and express what we learn. It's the department of life where communication and being able to express yourself is most important. This is the area of life you love to think about, talk about, and explore the most. It's about gathering, disseminating, and processing the information you gather through your own six senses and individual life experience. How you learn and what you like to research is also a reflection of your consciousness. Venus energy is all about what we love, cherish, and value. It represents the essence of every good thing, all that we cultivate with our own time, energy, and resources. It rules finances and relationships, which is what everyone cares about the most in modern society. Not that they aren't important, just that we all have our own values and what we feel is worth investing in or not. So working with Venus, we always have to ask ourselves what we are spending our time, energy, and resources on because that tells the universe what our values and priorities really are. And they evolve over time, every 18 months in personal ways and every 8 years in bigger ways. So this is all part of, like I said, the first dip into Gemini since she retrograded last year, being a pretty big deal. I also think it was important to add these little extra 2 cents here because Mercury's moved into Gemini and it's where it's going to retrograde. And I thought that little extra might help you work it out because, like I said, the whole week is pretty much Mercury and Venus activations. So get in where you fit in to do what you can to process and integrate your life so that you're not overwhelmed, so that you don't blow your circuits, so that you don't miss opportunities, okay? We're looking for our blind spot, but we're also looking for that hidden potential. And sometimes we overlook our strengths because they get relegated to shadow realms as well when they're not well received. But right now, we need your strengths. We need your gifts. The whole world has been reset, and you can reset with it. Okay, everyone, it's a pretty packed week already. Thank you so much for being part of my community. Thanks for listening. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week, and reach out if you need to.